on ABS 88.5 FM with Ofora Obedo Chigozie. Let's pray. Eternal Rock of Ages, we honor your name for whom you are. You are the beginning, you are the end, you are the first, you are the last. Thank you for this wonderful platform you have made available for us to propagate the gospel of the kingdom. Thank you, King of Kings. Thank you. Thank you for transformation of minds of men. Thank you, Everlasting Father. We welcome the host of the angelic forces to minister alongside with us, the seven angelic custodians of the seven spirits of God. The person of Christ in me, emanating out of me, ministering with us, for us and through us. That in all we have every cause to say, hallowed be to your holy name, in the name of Jesus. And amen. If you go to Hebrews 9:27 and 28, Hebrews 9:27 and 28, the Bible said, "It's appointed for every human being to die once. Then face God's judgment." Verse 28, the Bible said, "But when we die, we will be face to face with Christ, the one, pay attention, the one who experienced death once for all, to bear the sins of man, and to those who eagerly wait for him, he will appear a second time, not to deal with sin, but to bring us to fullness of salvation." Very important. The fullness of salvation. I will start from that word that says, every human died once and faces God's judgment. You know, Jesus coming was he was our substitute. In other words, when Bible God said to man, if any man that sinneth, any soul that sinneth shall die, man messed up, man died. As man died, man has no capacity to rescue himself or capacity to redeem himself, because through one man sin entered into the world and affected the whole human experience. Because he affected the whole human experience, nobody born of woman, was born of man on earth, was qualified to redeem man. God has to become man in the person of Christ. And the Bible said, when Jesus came, according to 2 Corinthians 5 verse 14, the Bible said, it was love that constrained not us, that if one died for all, all died. What does it mean? In the logic of God, when Jesus died, mankind died. In other words, Jesus died the death of mankind. If one died for all, all died. Because Jesus died for all, he faced judgment for all. In other words, the day Jesus faced judgment, I was the one that faced the judgment. The whole mankind, you that is listening to me, we are also co-faced judgment with Christ. Then Jesus went ahead. Why did he face judgment? In 2 Corinthians 5:21, Bible says, "He who knew no sin was made sin." That is to say, Christ originally, without being made, Jesus couldn't die. Because through one man, sin entered into this world, and through sin, death spread, death reigned as king or human experience. That means, for Jesus to die, the sin nature of man needs to be committed to his person. He needs to be made. He was made sin that he died. As he died, something happened. He faced judgment. As he faced judgment, he faced judgment on behalf of mankind. He didn't face judgment as him. He faced judgment as mankind. As he faced judgment and took the punishment on our behalf, Bible made a statement. He said, when Jesus took the punishment, he suffered until light of life came out of his soul. And at that moment, he was quickened. Pay attention. He was quickened. One, when he was quickened, you and I were quickened with him. When he was raised, you and I were co-raised with him. When he ascended, you and I co-ascended with him. But it didn't stop there. That means Jesus' ascension is my ascension. Jesus' resurrection is my resurrection. Jesus' quickening is my quickening. Because we're looking at the appearance of Christ in us. One. The appearance of Christ in us. Then, he now made a statement. In John 1 verse 12, the Bible said, those who embraced him and took hold of his name, he gave authority to become children of God. And how do we embrace him to take hold of his name? As we believe in our heart that Jesus came in the flesh and will confess his lordship. Bible saying there is going to be a refreshing, that the authority to become children of God, in other words, the living word will be established in us. The living word of God, which is Christ. Christ will be established in us. The entrance of the Lord will be made experiential in our lives. Because we're looking at something that said the appearance of Christ in us. That means, as I say, Jesus, come into my Lord and be my Lord and my Savior, I confess your Lordship. Bible says something, that the Lord, there's going to be the entrance of the Lord in our lives. That entrance of the Lord in our lives is called the parousia. What is parousia? The immediate tangible presence of the Lord realized in us. That is the first appearance of Christ in us. It's called parousia. Parousia also means intimate connection. It also means intimate connection, one. It also means intimate connection, proximity, close proximity, immediate tangible presence. That is to say, the day I say, Christ, come into my Lord and be my Lord and my Savior, that as I confess the Lordship of Jesus, that is the appearing of Christ in me. It is that appearing of Christ in me, realized in me, is called parousia, the immediate tangible presence of the Lord, realized in me. The appearance of Christ in me is the first point of contact. That is the first proximity. If you look at it in Matthew 11 verse 28, in Matthew 11 verse 28, Jesus said, if you are heavy and weary, come, I will refresh your life. That word refresh also means I will reboot your life. You agree with me, if you're operating a system and it's hanging or it's not functioning properly, you reboot the system or you refresh the system. In other words, said, come. In other words, at the point we said, Christ, you're now our Lord and our Savior, that Christ will reboot our life. He will refresh our life. He will restart our lives. Praise Master Jesus. Is the rebooting of our life and the restarting of our life. There is an immediate tangible presence that God's activated and released within us. That immediate tangible manifestation or activation of Christ in us is called parousia. And that parousia is the appearing of Christ realized in us. Praise Master Jesus. The appearance of Christ realized in us. And if you go down to that verse 28b of Matthew 11, verse B, part of it, he said, I am your oasis. What does it mean? That word oasis also means fountain. If you read it in mirror, he said, Artesian well. He said, I'm your oasis. I'm your Artesian well. I'm your fountain springing up, flooding you with endless of life. In other words, as Jesus refreshes us, as Jesus reboots our life, as Jesus restarts our life, he will become inside of us an artesian well, our oasis, our fountain springing up and flooding us with endless life. That endless life also means eternal life, flooding us with endless life. Praise Master Jesus. And in verse 29, he made a statement and he said, join your life to my life. In 1 Corinthians 6 verse 17, the Bible said, he that is joined to the Lord has mingled into one with the Lord. And in Ephesians 4 verse 24, he said, that mingling with one with the Lord that's been realized in us, that is, that tangible, that immediate tangible presence realized in us He told us what to do. He said, live in union with that tangible, immediate tangible presence. That means, live in union with my parousia, the immediate tangible presence of who I am, realized in you. He said, live in union with that very personality that lives inside of you. Praise Master Jesus. In other words, because the Christ in me, the tangible, the immediate tangible presence of the Lord realized in me, I am his immediate tangible presence realized in me. One of the gospel artists sing a song that says, I am the presence of the Lord, I am his heart. And it's correct. I am the presence of the Lord. In other words, I am his immediate tangible presence of the Lord realized in me. Praise Master Jesus. Very important to me. Praise Master Jesus. Say after me, I am his immediate tangible presence realized in me. Realize in me. I am his immediate tangible presence realized in me. I am. Praise Master Jesus. Let's go further. If you look at that verse B, or the verse 28 of Hebrews 9:28, the Bible said, he will appear the second time, not to deal with sin, but to bring us to fullness of salvation. His first appearance is when he appeared to deal with sin, finish everything about sin. Then his second appearance, the first stage of his second appearance is what we call parousia. I just explained what it is. The immediate, tangible presence of the Lord realized in me. That immediate, that very second appearing, there's something he said he will do. He said he will appear the second time, not to deal with sin, but to bring us to fullness of salvation. And that second appearing has happened inside of us. The first type of it is called parousia. The second appearing of Christ is one inside of us. The first aspect of it is called parousia, the immediate tangible presence realized in us. Christ has appeared within you. Praise Master Jesus. Christ in us, the hope of this manifestation. Then you go to Romans 8:18. Romans 8:18. Remember, he said his second appearing is to bring us to the fullness of salvation, not to deal with sin. Romans 8:18, he said, I am convinced that any suffering we endure now is less than nothing compared to the magnitude of glory that is about to be revealed within us. Christ in us is that glory. In Colossians 1:27, Bible said, living within us is the glorious Christ who floods us with the expectation of glory. Living within me is glorious Christ who floods us with the expectation of glory. Very important. Bible said the glory in us will be revealed. That the revealing of glory in us, what is it all about? Why? Because that immediate tangible presence is that glorious Christ that is realized in us. That very glorious Christ, the Bible said, live in union with that glorious Christ. Something will happen. You'll be transformed. According to Ephesians 4 verse 24, you'll be transfigured, transformed. Praise Master Jesus. But going further, in Romans 8 verse 23, the Bible said, we who have already experienced the first fruit of the Spirit. If you go to 1 Corinthians 15 verse 23, the first fruit of the Spirit is Christ. Christ in us is the first fruit. As a matter of fact, when it comes to the Old Testament in Proverbs 6, when Bible talks about the first fruit, he was talking about the picture of the Messiah that's going to be co-raised with the body. The first fruit of the harvest, of the fullness of the harvest. Christ in us is the first fruit. Christ in us is the first fruit. We'll go further. In 1 Corinthians 15:3, the Bible said, Christ in us is the first fruit of the Spirit. And he said, according to Romans 8:23, we who have already experienced the first fruit of the Spirit, and if you go to 1 Corinthians 15:23, Bible said Christ in us is that first fruit. Then that Romans 8:23, Bible said, going further, we passionately long to experience our full status as God's sons, including our physical being transformed. This is the hope of our salvation. What is the hope of our salvation? The redemption of our body. You remember, he said, I will appear the second time, and the appearing of his second time is going to bring us to the fullness of our salvation. What is the fullness of our salvation? The redemption of our body. the transfiguration of our body, the transformation of our body. And in Ephesians 4, verse 23, 24, Ephesians 4, verse 24, in Passion Translation, Bible said to be transformed is to embrace the glorious Christ within you. Live in union with him, then you'll be transformed. That is to say, the redemption of the body, the transfiguration of the body, the transformation of the body is us living in union with the glorious Christ that lives within us. That appearing is for the salvation of our body. And what is the salvation of our body? The hope of our salvation is the redemption of our body, the transfiguration of our body, or the transformation of our body. Praise Master Jesus. That is to say, the second appearing of Christ is Christ in you. And the first stage of it, or there are different degrees of that appearing. One is called parousia. What is parousia? Parousia means the immediate tangible presence realized in us. And Bible says in Colossians 1:27, Christ in us, living within us, is Christ who floods us with the expectation of glory. What expectation of glory? The redemption of our body. What expectation of glory? The transfiguration of our body. What expectation of glory? The transformation of our body. Praise Master Jesus. That is the fullness of our salvation, the redemption of our body. In Romans 8:23, he said that we passionately long to experience our full status as God's sons, including our physical body transformed. This is the hope of our salvation. That means the reason why we are saved is that Christ will come within us, to change our physical body to glorious bodies, celestial and terrestrial bodies. There are four different dimensions of God's the glorious, glorified, incorruptible, immortal, resurrected body of the Messiah. Praise Master Jesus. Say after me, I am living in union with a glorious Christ within me, who transfigures my physical body into incorruptible, immortal, resurrected, cherubic body. Praise Master Jesus. This is who we are. This is who we are. That is the appearance of Christ. The first appearing of Christ is he appeared to deal with sin. His second appearing is the one that is realized in us. That one, they are degrees. The first degree of the second appearing of Christ is the one we call parousia, the immediate, tangible presence of the Lord realized in us. His second appearing. Why is he in us? He's in us to bring us to the fullness of salvation. What is the fullness of salvation? The redemption of our body. It's also called the transfiguration of our body. It's also called the transformation of our body. Praise Master Jesus. Everything I've just said now, you will never come in contact with it until you say, Jesus, come into my life. Because that second appearing of Christ realized within us is the hope of the manifestation of the glory. What is that manifestation of the glory? Is the one that floods us with the expectation of glory. What expectation of glory? The changing of our body. That instantly our body will be changed. The changing of our body, Christ in us. Praise Master Jesus. See after me. I am living in union. Experiences with a glorious Christ within me, who instantly changes, transforms, transfigures my physical body. Praise Master Jesus. This is why we were saved. We were saved that God will change our body to conform to his glorious and glorified body. Wow. If you had to say, Jesus, come into my life and be my Lord and my Savior, put your hand on your chest. Let me pray with you. Anywhere you are, say after me, Lord Jesus, I believe in my heart. You came in the flesh. You died for me. You were raised in my name. You were glorified in my name. Lord Jesus, I confess your Lordship over my life. You are my Lord and my Savior. I receive eternal life. I dedicate the throne of my heart to you, Lord, as my Lord and my Savior. Sit on my heart, dwell in my heart, and rule and reign in and through me. Amen. Listen prayer, Nibo. See on your na chinek. Na equere nibia no de made. Na mwimolo iwola uni him. Itara uni him. Iskwa na umbi yeni him. Na ijiz mwono ni kupute ni ibuzo ya mwono ya zoptamu. Na nabata mwono duwe biyebi. Asa ki bizele ibi inyobi. God bless you.